A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaos with your daily coronavirus update. The Utah Department of Health reports an increase of 480 new cases since yesterday. Two additional people have died due to the virus. Over 18,000 people were vaccinated since yesterday. The author of Utah's Endgame Bill is hoping for civility as all public health orders related to COVID-19 come to an end. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
It's now entirely up to individual businesses, restaurants, and venues if they want to require masks or social distancing. Representative Paul Ray says he's not against people still wearing a face mask if they choose. Rather, he's against government or health agencies still requiring it at this point.
We've put the power back with the people where they can now make their own decisions. If they want to wear a mask, they can wear one. If they don't want to go to a crowded event, they don't have to go to a crowded event.
As of now, state-owned facilities are still requiring masks through the end of May, while UTA requiring masks and social distancing on trains and buses until September. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Canada's health regulator has authorized Pfizer's vaccine for kids as young as 12 years old. The Associated Press reports they haven't released when the shots will be given out to this younger age group. Now, the FDA and CDC are expected to reach a similar ruling this week here in the U.S. As we await the decision from the CDC, Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, says it will be good to get that age group vaccinated before the start of the next school year.
High school kids in particular are known to be just about as susceptible and just about as good as passing along this virus as other young adults. It will be really great to be able then to be get that immunization schedule going well in advance of September.
The Pfizer vaccine was previously authorized for anyone 16 or older in both the U.S. and Canada. COVID-19 cases are on the decline in the U.S. According to new CDC data, the seven-day average is at 48,000 cases per day, which is lower than it's been in months. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says things could look a lot like normal by July.
All of us are getting fully vaccinated and continuing our prevention efforts can help us turn the corner on the pandemic as early as July and set us forward on a path toward a more normal lifestyle.
But health officials are also trying to expand vaccination efforts to reach the president's goal of getting 70% of the eligible U.S. population vaccinated by July 4th. And University of Utah Health reporting this afternoon that they have treated a male patient suspected of developing a clot after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. U of U Health says they have treated the patient and he is now recovering at home. The age of that patient is not immediately available. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.